Welcome to Poly Am I. I am your host, Polyamorous Jay. Today's episode is the second in a three-part series in which we will continue to discuss the forms of polyamory. All right, let's get right back into it, shall we? I'm just sitting here eating my Reese's Thins. Should probably be making better food choices to feed this growing baby, but oh well. I had a good breakfast, so. Anyway, I hope y'all had a good week. On Wednesday, we did a general overview of the forms of polyamory and discussed in more detail the following types of polyamory: group relationships, such as triads or quads, kitchen table polyamory, parallel polyamory, and solo polyamory. Today, let's discuss monopoly relationships and hierarchy. Some of you may be asking the question, what is a monopoly relationship? Well, a monopoly relationship is a relationship in which one partner is monogamous and the other partner is polyamorous. This can be done consensually or non-consensually. Obviously, we only support the consensual form, but we'll discuss both. When done consensually, this type of relationship can work out great. However, in order for it to be consensual, the monogamous partner has to be okay with the fact that although they are only dating one partner, their partner may end up dating people other than them. This is typically a relationship type that occurs when one partner in a monogamous coupling opens up about being polyamorous, or decides they want to try polyamory. Though it can also occur through other avenues, such as when a polyamorous person and monogamous person really hit it off and decide to try and make it work. The obvious downside here is that the monogamous partner may feel lonely or jealous more often than a polyamorous partner might, though not necessarily. If the self-work is done by both parties involved and they've come to fair consensual agreements about how the dynamic will play out, it can go along without any unnecessary turbulence. But the monogamous partner has to be 100% sure that they are really okay with the situation. It can often be hard for the monogamous partner to say no to their polyamorous partner because they are so devoted to that partnership and do not want to lose their partner. However, this is a quick way towards failure. If the polyamorous partner in any way coerces the monogamous partner into the arrangement, then it is not consensual. And if the monogamous partner agrees without actually feeling okay with the situation, just to make their partner happy, then that isn't a consensual arrangement either. A lot of communication has to go on between the two partners to ensure that this dynamic is truly acceptable to both people. Something that the polyamorous community is typically more comfortable with than the monogamous community is that relationships may change over time. People grow, and relationships have to adjust to accommodate that. Occasionally, this means that partnerships that used to be perfect for everyone no longer fulfill the wants or needs of those involved. This can mean that the relationship may simply need to transition in some way, but it could also mean that the two people are no longer compatible, and thus the relationship needs to come to an end. A lot of monogamous individuals may find this harder to deal with, because their view on relationships is typically different than those of us in the polyamorous community. We typically are more comfortable and live in the idea that relationships are fluid things. Of course, that's not to say that breakups can't be hard for us too. Regardless, there are plenty of monopoly relationships that flourish. Some monogamous partners actually prefer being with a polyamorous partner because they enjoy more time alone, and having multiple partners helps to keep their partner occupied. It can also be a way for a monogamous asexual partner to allow for their polyamorous partner to get their sexual needs met elsewhere, or for an aromantic partner to allow for their partner to engage romantically outside of their partnership. Other times, the monogamous partner just wants to be with the polyamorous partner and doesn't mind the setup. Whether there are specific benefits for the monogamous partner or not, it can be a healthy dynamic when all involved are 100% accepting of it. Okay, so what about hierarchy? Well, as discussed in the previous episode, hierarchy can be present or not present in just about any polyamorous dynamic, and it can be used in a healthy or unhealthy way. Using descriptive hierarchical labels can allow partners to simply define what they are to each other. But there are lots of circumstances where prescriptive hierarchical labels are placed on partners to limit their ability for growth. This can happen before or after the partners become involved, either by telling someone that they can only be secondary after that person has already decided to get together with you, or by telling all potential partners that you only have a secondary position open. Looking for partners in this way is very rigid, and somewhat like casting a film, as there are specific slots or roles that you're hoping to fill. There can be instances where this is more acceptable, such as when you have children or other previous commitments, and you're just letting potential partners know that you can't commit beyond a secondary level. However, typically it simply limits the potential of the partnership and makes the new partner feel like they won't be able to grow with you in any way. Most consensual hierarchy setups just use descriptive labels, and these labels may change over time as the relationship evolves. It gives room for growth of any kind. On the other hand, a lot of the prescriptive hierarchy setups are non-consensual in nature, and I mean this even of the ones where everyone has essentially agreed to the dynamic. Mainly because over time, only one partner holds the say or power in the relationship and gets to determine how it unfolds. Some people are okay with this, but it can often progress to a point where one partner feels unfairly confined within the relationship. Again, hierarchy can be consensual, but there is a lot that has to go into constant discussion to ensure it truly is and genuinely stays consensual on all fronts. To conclude this episode, let's discuss the difference between a closed and an open relationship dynamic. In any type of polyamory, whether it is a group relationship, kitchen table, parallel polyamory, solo polyamory, monopoly, or some type of hierarchy, you and your partner or partners can choose whether or not you want your relationship to be closed or open. This can play out in any number of ways. Most commonly, a closed relationship dynamic would be instituted within a group relationship, when all members agree that they don't wish to add any new partners to the mix. This can mean that none of them are allowed to date anyone outside the group relationship, or that they can simply not add anyone new to the group relationship, but can continue dating separately as individuals outside their group dynamic. Though less common, you can also engage in closed relationships in other types of polyamory as well. When not engaged in a group relationship, this might play out as saying that a particular partnership is closed, thus not allowing any new partners to join and create a group relationship, or dictating that there needs to be work done between those involved before they can engage with any potential new partners. These types of closed relationships aren't typically labeled as such, but are more of unspoken understandings between those involved. Somewhat more common, but unethical, is when one partner states that their partners cannot date anyone other than them, even though they may have multiple partners themselves. This is an incredibly unconsensual and manipulatively toxic dynamic. Now, let me be clear here. There is nothing wrong with one partner choosing to not date others, such as the monopoly dynamic discussed before. But when it is forced on someone, it is not okay. So, what is an open relationship then? Well, contrary to popular belief, the term open relationship can actually refer to two different things. One, a couple who openly dates or sleeps with people outside their coupling. And two, a relationship dynamic in which those involved are allowed to seek partnership outside of that relationship. Though very similar, the first typically refers to sexual conquests by people that are part of a couple, and in that instance, the term open relationship is simply another option under the non-monogamous umbrella, and not directly linked to polyamory. The second, however, refers to anyone who may or may not be dating others who is open to explore new relationship possibilities with potential partners. Under the solo polyamory label, this simply means that the person engaged in multiple relationships is allowed to continue creating new relationships, as is anyone they are involved with. Under the group relationship label, this means that either those in the group relationship are allowed to date outside of the group relationship, or that the group is open to adding new partners. Therefore, the second meaning of the term open relationship does not specifically apply to couples, and just generally means that all involved are open to new partnerships, if they so choose to engage in them. Of course, each individual will make that decision for themselves. Some people may choose not to find new partners because they are already polysaturated or otherwise engaged in a way that limits their ability to date others. Or perhaps they just don't particularly wish to find anyone new. To each their own. And that brings us to the end of part two. If you have any questions you'd like us to answer on our podcast, please email them to johnny@polyamorousliving.com. That's JAUNI@polyamorousliving.com. Or you can send us a voice message. For our next episode, we will be continuing our discussion about the different forms of polyamory, starting with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then moving on to the different types of polyamorous partnerships. So, till next time, this has been Polyamorous J on PolyAmI, discussing the forms of polyamory. I'm gonna get back to eating my chocolates. Y'all have a gay day. Ciao.